Petersburg Community Cold Storage holds up to 500,000 pounds of product at a time, and during its decade of operation, that product has been mostly pink salmon from big processors. But that's been changing.
It's kind of expanded beyond just the idea of having seafood in there.
Liz Cabrera is coordinator of the Petersburg Economic Development Council, which owns the plant. She says it's freezing and storing fish from more small processors, as well as local businesses.
The restaurants and the grocery stores and even some of the remote lodges will bring things in, and even the canneries will store groceries there.
It's also being used more by hunters, charter operators, and sport anglers without enough freezer space. Cabrera says one person brought in a moose. Petersburg's cold storage plant continues to give priority to its anchor tenant, Ocean Beauty.
So if they get a large delivery or a large run of fish that they can't really handle at their plant, they can bring it over and freeze it and hold it at the facility. They can also do freight consolidation. So maybe they don't have a container load yet of something that they're providing to a certain market so that they can hold product until they have a full container load.
The plant, on Petersburg's waterfront, a half mile south of downtown, plays a somewhat different role for smaller seafood processors.
They'll hold frozen product there until maybe later in the season when they have time to smoke it or do some value-added processing. If they're doing custom processing work, maybe they don't have enough room in their storage areas, and so they'll bring excess over and hold it there for their customers until their customers can pick it up.
She says she's heard from some direct marketers interested in adding different types of processing to the facility. They're exploring options, but she says it's hard to do more in the same amount of space when there are no plans for expansion. Cabrera says the public cold storage is already juggling smaller customers' needs with those of the anchor tenant.
Sometimes we'll prioritize floor space and say, you know, we're going to have to block in maybe some of our other users in order to be able to accommodate our larger user, and we'll try and move them out as fast as we can so that we can get to things that are, you know, stacked up behind.
Volume and income is better this year than last. Smaller fish runs during the past fiscal year brought in gross revenues of about $125,000. July, August, and September of last year alone brought in 90% of that amount. It's representative of the ups and downs the facility has seen as the salmon catch ebbs and flows and producers close or change hands. Cabrera says overall, the operation has paid its own way.
So we kind of try to even it out on the good years and save the money for the year that we know is going to be a down year.
Along with the customers, the species frozen and stored have changed. Pink salmon still make up much of what's in the facility, and unlike the early days, fish aren't just blast frozen and put in a shipping van.
I think we see a lot more chum and eggs that we're processing or holding in the facility than we did initially, and then just holding more product for additional processing later on.
Petersburg Community Cold Storage construction was funded by the State Fisheries Economic Development Program and the Petersburg Economic Fund. Its latest addition is a couple big totes to hold ice for sport and commercial fishermen, offered at no cost. This is Ed Schoenfeld.